Hello, and welcome again to another lesson of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. And this is Pastor Deb. This lesson, lesson number 4, is entitled, Your Outward You, the Physical Body. It's going to help you to learn more about yourself that is considered the outward self of your three-part system of a physical body, a soul with its two levels of consciousness, and your forever person, the spiritual you. If you listen to the first lesson of mental health and the forever person, who are you really? You began learning that you are more than you know and understand yourself to be. You are a very complex three-part system of humus, dirt, your physical body, and that is the container of the other two parts of you. Number one, your two levels of your consciousness. Your first level of your self-awareness of the world around you through your five senses, and the hidden deep level of your subconsciousness, the hidden man of the heart, sort of speaking. Then the final and third part of every human, the unseen and forever person, the eternal spirit, the real you that will live on even after one's earthly body dies, the outer you, and returns to dust, the materials of which this outward body, this outward you, is made of. So, in this lesson, I want to introduce yourself to your outward you, your physical body, a little bit more, and its importance it plays in our mental health and its health or unhealth. This outward you began in the deep genes of an egg of a woman and the sperm of a male. Genes called DNA, created by a wonderful designer to be the house, the container of the other two parts of a human. The physical body is made up of the dust of the ground of the planet called Earth, but it seems that through some circumstances, the DNA of the sperms and eggs became compromised, and thus the physical body could get formed with imperfections. This wonderful creation, called the physical body, is here to be a suit of clothes, sort of a house or tent, sort of speaking, for the forever person, so it could be in contact with the earthly world, the seen world, of which the forever person was not in contact with. The outward you, the physical body, is so important to the forever person. For when the health of the physical body becomes unhealthy, having mental health issues, or becomes so damaged, broken, wounded, or injured, it will affect the other two parts of you. Your soul will affect your forever person. All are interconnected with each other and affect each other. One's physical body is vital for the forever person to staying here on earth. If the physical body becomes so damaged, sick, injured, and dies, and cannot be restored to a living state, then the soul dies as well, and the forever person has to leave the suit of clothes, the house it has been living in since the womb, and it will go somewhere else. One's outward self is the seen mold of the forever person's image and likeness that cannot be seen with one's earthly senses. It is the earthly container of our forever person, our spirit, and is very important for the spirit to be able to be here on the earth. The forever person needs for its outward self, its physical body, to be healthy. Yet, the physical body can be physically affected by the soul's mental health or unhealth, and its thoughts and desires, feelings and lusts, as well as having its own needs of nourishment met or unmet. The physical body is the slave to its own nourishment needs to live and to the soul. The soul uses the physical body to satisfy its own desires, lust, and needs and goals. But if the soul is unhealthy in its thoughts, its ideas and concepts, its desires and lusts, it will cause the physical body to become unhealthy and out of balance in its systems. The physical body is a reflection of one's deeply hidden soul's condition. Both the physical body and the soul operate under a set of laws to be healthy and well. When these laws are broken and the physical body and the soul become lawless and are misused, abused, then both mental health issues will develop as well as physical health illnesses. Many people believe that the sicknesses and illnesses of the physical body are just a reflection of the soul's sicknesses and illnesses. And what do you believe about this? Could your physical body's condition of health and wellness, as well as unhealth and sickness, be a reflection, an outward expression of one's condition, of your soul's deeply hidden part of you? You may be asking if the forever person has a body itself that is like your physical body. If it does, can it also affect one's soul and physical body? Wonderful questions to ask, and I will answer these questions in another lesson. But for today's lesson, let's just become aware that we have this outward self, our physical body, that is so important to our total system of health, and it can become sick itself, and it can reflect the condition of the soul's mental health, either its health or unhealth. So that ends lesson number 4 of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math, your outward self. It has been a pleasure to have you listen today here in the School of Light. Come again to learn more about yourself and others. Lesson number 5 is entitled The Kingdom Within and Its Inner Connectedness. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, your teacher in the School of Light, a ministry of Agape Love, Love Is Here's global teaching ministry. See you in lesson number 5.